And so you'll get the exact price and give you details on the service that we offer. Okay? Here comes Charlie now.
Okay.
You're going to love this for sure, sir. Here it comes.
Hey, thanks for holding, Jeff. My name's Charlie. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. It's Wednesday, so we're halfway there.
Right. I hear you there, man.
You were speaking with my mapping coordinator here, Jansen. He does a great job at explaining the basics. Did you have any questions based off of what he was going over with you at all that I can go into a little more detail for you?
No, I think he covered it. Just that you guys helped me get on Google, come up as one of the top lists for that work in my area.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to make sure I have everything correct here. So you've only been in the business for 2 years, correct?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. And then you are licensed and insured, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then website is, do you have one or are you looking to build one?
I'm looking to build one again. I built my first website through GoDaddy, and I did awesome at it. I mean, it was perfect and everything. But then when I had to re-up after the first year, it was like $700 to re-up my business website. And I'm like, oh, I don't have that kind of money to re-up my website, you know?
Yeah, typically that's what happens. They let you buy it for very cheap for the first year, and then to re-up the second year, you pay like a hefty fee for that. So yeah, I definitely understand that.
Yeah.
And then you're the sole owner, so you're the one that makes all the purchasing for your company, correct? Okay. And then for your service area, help me understand this. You go 100 miles or you want to stay closer than 100 miles or that's just where you've been before?
I would like to stay closer personally.
Okay.
But, I'll go pretty much anywhere just as long as, you know, as the job pays for it kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Like I've gone to Portland from Springfield a couple times doing some excavating jobs. Just depends on what it pays and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, it's the gas has to match up too, right?
Exactly. And as you know, it's not cheap these days.
It isn't cheap at all. So no, I definitely understand. Okay, I'm just taking a look at like kind of what you have here. So I do see that you have a Yelp listing. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, it was shit, man. I'm not gonna lie, it was probably the worst that I've done so far.
Yeah, I mean, typically Yelp, I mean, I don't know about you, but personally, like, typically I go to Yelp for restaurants and food to kind of see
right?
around.
Yeah, right? So that's
typically what I do when I need, like, a service done, like if I need, like, somebody to do my floors or some type of fencing or something like that, like I would go to Google and see who's around in the area or maybe, like, a deck construction or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So well, that's how a lot of people do it, you know.
I definitely agree with you. So that's where we would put you. Now, the best thing is that you would never share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not sharing your customers. So a lot of these third-party companies like a Yelp, it's not exclusive to you. The lead gets passed around to all the other people in the area. Where this, they're calling you directly once they find your service. Now, question, do you have a Facebook at all that you post your pictures on and people can see your great work or no?
Yeah, I do. I have a Facebook and an Instagram page.
Oh,
for
beautiful.
The business.
Okay, beautiful. So what we do is we don't just help you get on the first page of Google. We actually help you with a retargeting campaign for Facebook as well. So anybody that does search your services on Google, we retarget them on Facebook. And then they can either contact you directly there or they can call you. However you like to be contacted, we can do that for you as well. On there. Yeah, you also do with this platinum package that we're going to hook you up with. You also get first page of Bing and Yahoo. So those are two search engines. And then you get integrated with Apple as well because they have a listing on their platform too. So people are going to be able to see the exposure you're getting, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
How much does this usually run?
Good question. So usually it runs around $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. Now, what I did here to to help you out, Jeff, is Jansen asked me to give you what's called a new in business credit. Okay, that's what we have for our new business owners 4 years and under. What we do is we apply a credit so we can make it more affordable for new business owners because we understand that capital and cash flow is kind of king for you guys. Right?
I'm not going to lie, dude. I've looked at loans lately just because where business is slowing down. I'm not getting many calls right now. And that's why I'm interested in it because it's like, fuck, if I could get more calls coming in, that means more business and whatnot, you know.
Absolutely.
More money in your pocket. But right now, I'm tight on funds. I'm not going to lie.
Right. So what I did, and just to clarify, so right here, we'll be able to populate you in certain cities and certain areas that you want to be found in. So more higher-end jobs, like, you know, where you have higher-end incomes, we can put you in there. With the new in business credit, what I did was I dropped your price all the way down to $249 month to month, and I waived all setup fees for you. So you can literally start the premium premium product at a basic price.
Okay.
Okay. Now that's month to month, Jeff. So this isn't like it's a contract. There's no early termination fees or anything like that. Now, I want to be super transparent with you, though, too, okay, because I want to set you up for success with Google.
Yeah.
It does take 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page. Not to say you're not going to receive any calls, but you're going to start seeing the maximum results within 30 to 45 days. With the Facebook, we would have that up and running within 7 to 14 days. And then we also build you a tracking system for you. So that tracking system, you're able to see how well the search is being performed on Google, how many clicks and calls, you're able to track that as well as your retargeting campaign for Facebook. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now,
that sounds pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, and to top it off, I'll even make it better for you. And this is why you're going to love it.
Yeah, right?
And this is why you're going to love it. Is we only work with one company per industry per area. So we're a Google Channel Premier partner, so we can't work with everybody in the area. We can only work with one company at a time. So what we do is once this listing is filled, we close out this category, and we can't work with anybody else who does what you do. So we're just focused on getting you the sales that you're looking for. We're not trying to sign up your competitors.
What category am I in?
So you got a lot of categories. But you'd kind of just fall under like our general contractors area, which covers like decks, fence, gates. Do you do drywalls as well, or do you just
We do mostly outside. So we do patio covers, we do patios, we do concrete, we do everything outside basically. Retaining walls,
all that
good stuff.
Exterior wall repairs, stuff like that. And you also do fencing. Do you guys do installs as well, or do you just do repairs?
Yep, we do both. We do install and repair.
Okay, cool. So any of those services right there, so you kind of fall under like an outside general contractor for us that we would close out that category. And anybody that's offering those services, we wouldn't work with them because we're just making sure that we only have one spot. It would be kind of counterintuitive to have two people up there or three people up there trying to get them business. It just, at the end of the day, you would hurt from that, right? So that's the category fall under. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can get this started for you as quickly as possible, right?
Yeah. So another quick question. You said something about a business website. Is that something you guys, because I know that the guy before I was talking to, he said that this is something that he could help me out with as well.
Yeah. So typically we can put together like a real basic website for you. It's really just going to be basic. If you want something customized, we can build that, but it would be an additional $299 one-time fee, and then we'd be able to manage that in your $249 with hosting. We can help you buy the domain name so you don't have to pay a yearly fee or anything like that. And then if you ever wanted extra services, you ever wanted pictures added, all that kind of stuff, you would just let us know and we'd make those changes for you as well. So if you want,
is there something that you could like kind of just, because I can build the website. I built my first website and I got nothing but compliments on it. So I'm pretty confident in doing everything. It's just of finding something that's not going to cost me an arm and a leg. You know what I mean?
So what I would do is I would get started with just the $249 service for your website. If you want to build it, you can maybe look at Wix and build it through there. And then that's going to probably be your cheapest route if you want to build it by yourself. But you're going to have to purchase a domain name, which, I mean, it's always a...
Because I have a domain. I have a domain
for
my
already
last
have it.
Website.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so I would just go
I have to pay for it every year, I think.
Yeah, that's the kicker there. You have to pay for it every year.
Yeah. always money, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's how these guys, especially like with the domain names, they make a lot of money is because you can buy it for very cheap on GoDaddy, but it gets more expensive the longer you hold it, right? So that's why it's the yearly deals. Where here, we can purchase everything for just the $299 extra, and you wouldn't have to pay any yearly fees on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now if I started getting into a spot where I couldn't afford the monthly payment anymore of the $250,
right?
Would I still be able to keep that website, or does that go away too the minute I stop?
Good question. So what I always say is we do own the content. I will say that we do own the domain name. You would be able to purchase the domain name. It would just be like a one-time fee of $99, but you would have to build your website somewhere else. What I would recommend, though, is if you did need, for whatever reason, you did need to cancel the service, I don't see why you would. I would just ask us to host the website for you. And that still maintains the website. That's still your hosting fees in there. Your website's live. Your domain name's still there and everything like that. And you would just be paying $49 month to month to have that running. And you wouldn't have that yearly cost of having that domain name or anything like that.
Right.
So that's what I would do.
Okay.
But
So just to be real with you, the whole reason I'm asking is because bills are crazy right now. My wife's a stay-at-home mom. I got three kids, and it's hard to make bills. So to add another bill on while I'm already struggling is why I'm kind of like I definitely want the I obviously it could probably bring in more money to where bills are less of a factor.
Yeah,
but it's kind of scary going into that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's why I said, I mean, you really, to be completely honest with you, you really don't need a website right now. We can get you to the first page of Google without that website. We can utilize your Facebook right now as basically collateral to push people to, so that way they can see your before and after pictures and they can call you through there. You don't really need to add that extra $299 on top of it. Some people, like, they're so set on, I need a website. And I'm like, but you, to be completely honest with you, Jeff, you don't need a website to get to that first page of Google.
Okay, perfect. Because that was my biggest, I actually just got done with one of my classes because I have to do 16 hours every 2 years to keep my license. And one of the guys was telling us in there that if you're not getting 70% of your work from your business website, you're doing it wrong. And just kind of went on about, you know, that kind of thing and how you need to build a nice website, and have in those keywords that when people search up, your company pops to the top kind of thing, you know?
Absolutely. He's 100% correct, but I'll say this. if you do it with the Google Business profile, that's a lot faster and it's a lot cheaper to do it that way.
Yeah, which is what you're doing basically.
Which is what it is, because now instead of paying for a website that, you know, if you do organic keywords on your website, that can take anywhere from 8 to 12 months to populate on the first page. I mean, I don't know about you, but just from our conversation, it doesn't sound like you got 8 to 12 months to be waiting on a website to populate on the first page, you know?
Not at all. So I'm like, I need the capital now.
You need something that's quick, right? So that's why with this, within the 30 to 45 days, you'll be on the first page. Within 7 to 14 days, we're already running those Facebook advertisements out in the areas you want to populate into, and now people can call you directly. Now, the best thing about this is, like I said, is two things. One, it's month to month. So you're not locked into a contract where other companies would say, hey, we want to get you into a 3 to 6 month contract because that's as long as it will take. That's not us, right? We want to prove to you that we can be a partner for you short term and long term. We want to prove it to you first, and then we want to say, okay, cool, let's do it, and then let's work long term. And then two, we don't
work
with other companies.
I get that, man, because everyone I've talked to about this kind of thing is it's a year contract or it's a year this, or you know what I mean? I get
and
that
that's
completely.
Typically because that's honestly typically because they are not Google Channel partners. There's thousands of SEO companies. I mean, just in your industry alone, there's thousands of people that can build decks, but can you build a deck correctly? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, am I going to sit on it and then one leg is going to fall off? Like, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I built decks with my dad before, so I know that it's not easy. It's hard work.
Yeah.
They have to be done correctly.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you're even an inch off, you're tilting.
Right. Well, and that's the hard part is because, like, honestly, I've had to take a lot of the lower end jobs just to get the funds coming in, and those are the worst jobs to take because they don't realize how much it really does cost, you know.
Absolutely.
And you're just constantly getting and it's crazy because I got buddies in the same business, and I mean they're fucking killing it, dude. They're literally some of the fastest growing companies in the area, and they're getting all these high end jobs, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing wrong, man? You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just. Honestly, 90% of people do business on that first page of Google. That's a Google. That's a Google research, right? I mean, and just in your area alone, just, you know, 1,300 people alone, just an average, really are looking for the type of work you're doing with like fencing, decking, patio in the last 30 days.
Yeah.
So the work is out there, just nobody can find
it. Who's getting it?
I have a question though, because I did find something here for you. Okay, so your business name is GC Final Touch, correct?
Yep.
GC Final Touch LLC. Okay. So I see that there's a Google business profile here at 347 68th Street, Springfield, Oregon.
So that's my house. That's where I live.
Okay. So could be another issue. That is probably what you're running into right now is on this Google listing, it says temporarily closed.
Oh no. Huh. I wonder why it says that.
Yeah. So did you try to build a Google business profile at one point or?
Maybe. I know I've tried a couple different things.
Okay.
Didn't really fall through. And then that whole Yelp thing, that totally, that was a shit show. And I spent like almost $600 on it too.
Dang. Okay. Yelp is, we get actually a lot of clients from like third party companies like Yelp, it being one, because people are like, they told me this and they didn't even put me on air. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Let's do this correctly.
On that temporarily closed thing, can I take that down, or can you guys get rid of that in a way, or just so people don't like look it up and say, hey, this guy's closed, never mind, don't call them.
Good question. So what we'll do even best is if you, we'll try to get access to this Google Business profile that you already have. And then if you actually have that already done, and it's verified, we could actually reopen this. So then we could actually, that process would go a lot faster for you, if that's the case. But we just got to hone in and see what's going on with this one. So that way there's not two if we have to make another one. But we work hand in hand straight with Google. So we'll be able to fix this problem. And like I said, if we're not able to, then we'll tell him, hey, delete this one completely. And we're going to make a new one for him. So that way it says open. Put all the services you offer in the areas you offer them. So that way people can start finding you and calling you directly. Because I'll bet you that this is why, like, if they look you up, they say, oh, he's closed. And they just go to the next person. I would bet you that this is happening. It happens.
Well, after you just told me that, that makes sense. Because I mean, I was getting calls literally all summer long. I mean, I couldn't even keep up with the work or keep up with the calls. And then all of a sudden, I got nothing. You know,
I would bet you it happens to our clients all the time when they call in and they're like, hey, something's going on with my Google Business profile. Can you guys fix it? And we're like, yeah. And so we go in there and we make sure that we can fix it. So, we'll definitely be able to help you there. So let me just make sure I have everything correct for your Google Business profile. So I just read you that address. Are you still there? Cause that's where your mile radius is going to start.
Yes, it is. That's where I'm based out of.
Perfect. Okay. And then for just like personal, well, actually, the business phone number that you want your customers to contact you with, is that the 541-543-3319?
Yep, that's it.
Perfect. Okay. And then Jeff, is Jeff your legal name or is it short?
It's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
R-E-Y.
R-E-Y. Okay. And then what's your last name, Jeff?
Coryell, C-O-R-Y-E-L-L.
Okay. And then what's the email address? So that way we can send you everything in writing as well with your invoice. I'm also going to take you through a voice verification. This is a added protection for you as well that will be sent to you in writing too, okay?
Okay. Now, I will say I don't have the funds for it today. I could possibly have it Friday though, if that works.
Okay. I'll be out of the office on, tomorrow and Friday.
Okay.
Is there
could
any
you
way
call
maybe,
me Monday?
Yeah, I could. Is there any way you would have it later on today? We close at 4, so it'd be like in 3 hours or so.
I don't. So I just deposited a check into my account.
Gotcha.
And I got to finish this job. And I'm finishing it tomorrow, so I'll get paid tomorrow again.
Gotcha.
And the funds will be cleared by Friday.
Okay. So let's do Monday then.
Hold up the end of the deal?
What I'll do is I'll put it like on a soft hold for you. Typically, they don't like me to do that, but I'm going to make an exception here because I know, one, times are tough, especially right now with inflation and everything. And then, two, you've already got...
Yeah.
Just by Yelp, I don't want you to, you know, have another bad experience. I want you to go with a Google Channel partner so you can, you know, get the results you're looking for. So what I'll do
and everything we talked about today, I appreciate that because I want to get that Google's, the temporary close fix too. I don't want that up there like that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You want people to start calling you.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, dude. I have no clue on how to fix it.
Yeah, it could be a hassle. I've had people that said my account got suspended and I've been working on it for 8 months and still can't get it open. And can you help me? You know, you should have came to us before. But
That's a quicker way.
But what's your email address, Jeff? That way I have it here.
Yeah, it's Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, @jc-finaltouch.com.
Finaltouch.com. And it's Jeffrey at jcfinaltouch.com?
Yep, it's Jeffrey at jc-finaltouch.com.
Gosh, I forgot the dash.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
And I might, I'm getting, I think I just got approved of a business loan. I think I might be getting that by today. If I do get that, I could give you a call and try to get it going. But if not, we're going to have to wait till Friday or Monday or whenever you're available. You know?
Yeah. If you get approved for it, you could call me. Just dial this number back and, ask for me, Charlie. And they'll transfer you over to me. My colleague's just going to make sure I'm not on a call or in a meeting. Honestly, I think that would, if you do get approved for it and you get it, let's try to do that today. Only reason why I'm saying that is because I would like to book an onboarding call with you and my tech team. So that way they can verify everything that's going on. You would explain to them what's going on. Like, hey, my account's closed. I'll make the notes here too. But then that way they can get working on it like ASAP for you. So then that way we can start pushing some advertisements up.
Yeah, the quicker the better. For sure.
It's always like my dad always says, you know, dig your well before you're thirsty. So we're a little thirsty
right.
for you here, so we got to dig fast.
Yep, definitely, man, definitely.
So I have everything here. If you have any questions or anything like that, I'll actually send you a text message right now. And that way, if you even just want to text me and say like, hey, I have everything. Do you have a chance to finish off the account with you so we can get started? That'll probably be the best way because it comes straight to my computer that way too. Okay.
Okay. Sweet.
Okay.
And then if I don't end up getting that loan, because he said I could get it with the same day. I just got to give him a call and say I want it and whatnot. If I can't do that today though, could we, is it still a possibility to do it Friday or Monday or?
Let's do it Monday because I'm going to be out of the office I'm actually moving. So, I'll be out of the office Thursday and Friday. I'll be back on Monday and then I'll be able to assist you there if you can't get it today.
Okay. Perfect, man.
No problem. What time's a good time though, Monday, just in case, we don't touch bases today. Wait, do you want to do like in the morning and then?
Yep, let's do morning and get it over with.
Okay.
Whatever time works best for you. I'm up at 5 in the morning every morning, so.
Oh, okay, perfect. So let's do this then. If I don't hear back from you today, then I'll call you at 7 in the morning on Monday because we open at 7.
Perfect.
And then we'll get everything set up then. And then if you actually have availability during the end of the day, Monday, what I'll do is I'll book that call the same day so everything can get started that same day.
Yeah, let's do it, man. That's perfect.
Okay. Sounds good, Jeff. Well, I appreciate the time. Let me know about today. If not, then we have Monday at 7 a.m., okay?
Perfect, man. I appreciate you so much.
No problem, Jeff. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Charlie.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.